Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, and from the Philippines we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, "The Only Authority is That of God's."
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." The Gospel of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, in today's narrative, Jesus is shown performing two actions, each of which has a deeper meaning. Jesus surprises us and possibly even disturbs us by these acts. He was in the temple and yells at the vendors to leave. Jesus is claiming his power even over the Jewish people's most sacred building, which is the temple. The second event is even more startling and unsettling. The cursed fig tree withers in a single day, which we can only interpret as a prophetic sign. Perhaps you will ask, why did Jesus curse the fig tree? Did he just lose his temper? Much like how he got angry when he saw those money changers and vendors in the temple? Was there a deeper meaning or a deeper lesson? What does the Bible say about believers, trees, and fruit? Now, the fig tree was used in the Old Testament as an image of Israel. We can read that in the book of Hosea, Micah also. The leaves of the fig tree led Jesus to hope that he would also find figs, even though it was not yet the season for ripened fruit. But he found none. It reminded him of the hypocrisy he had seen in the temple the night before. The leaders of Judaism had a show of being religious, but had no healthy fruit. So, in a prophetic act of condemnation, Jesus cursed the fig tree. Now, going back to Mark, to verse 15, in this reading, at the temple, Jesus cast out the vendors who had set up tables in the temple courtyard. The gospel writer Mark used here is translated as cast out. And it is the same as what is often used to describe Jesus casting out demons. This money changers provided currency exchange for pilgrims who needed to change their Roman coins into acceptable shekels to pay the temple tax. Some were also selling animals that were approved for the sacrifices of the temple worship. But, my dear sisters and brothers, Jesus quickly made sure that the disciples did not misinterpret his condemnation of the abuse of the temple. Even if human beings ruin the temple of God as his house of prayer, the Father in heaven will answer the ones who believe, who forgives, and who prays. Believing and prayer brings us closer to God and makes God within our reach. Despite of whatever hypocrisy we see around, Jesus stressed that their trust must not be in the temple, but in God alone. We may face situations that call for extreme actions as well. We are called and we are reminded that Jesus was the authority in the temple since it was actually his house. Thus, we place our trust and confidence in God, who is the supreme authority.